Well, good morning. I will be presenting today just a small portion of a bigger research study that explored the lived experience of perinatally HIV-infected youth in Puerto Rico. When we developed the question guide, we decided to incorporate two questions about PrEP because we were interested in knowing if our participant knew about PrEP, and also what were their thoughts about it. So today I will be only sharing with you their perception about the using of PrEP for prevention. I have no relationship to disclose, and probably when you think about PrEP, you would not think about perinatally HIV-infected youth. And I am hoping that at the end of the presentation, you will see the importance of incorporating this population when we approach this topic. Our learning objective is to discuss the meaning that perinatally HIV youth ascribe to art, describe participant perception about intimate relationship and disclosure, discuss participant awareness and acceptability of PrEP, and illustrate the use of interpretative phenomenological analysis to the study of HIV. Success in prolonging the life of children living with HIV through the use of art has resulted in new challenges as these children have entered adolescence and adulthood. As they live longer and healthy life, they face a variety of issues such as stigma, fear of rejection, challenges of engaging in sexual relationship, and concern about reproductive health and family procreation. The advent of PrEP and biomedical intervention offered them additional tools for sexual negotiation and HIV prevention for partners. And there is a paucity in study and low representation of this population in research studies effort specialists, one aiming to capture their experience from a life course perspective. Research study has demonstrated the effectiveness of using art in preventing the HIV transmission from infected individual to their partner and in using PrEP to prevent acquisition of HIV by an infected person. And the use of PrEP needs to be seen as an additional tool to reduce the epidemic spread. Also, research study has found that knowledge of PrEP remains low among at-risk population. However, this population are interested in PrEP, in using PrEP, if more information were provided. This study used an interpretative phenomenological analysis, a qualitative approach, to explore their experience of being a youth living with HIV in Puerto Rico, and we conducted in-depth interview to 20 perinatally HIV-infected women and men between the ages of 18 to 30. Questions about medication meaning intimate partners or intimate relationship and knowledge and acceptability of PrEP were asked. The interview were audio recorded and in vivo was used for the analysis, and the responses were assessed using IPA. Some of the questions that we asked are, what does medication mean to you? What are your thoughts about intimacy in a relationship? And what do you think about the use of PrEP for prevention? Our participants were patients or former patients of the University of Puerto Rico Pediatric HIV Research Program. And as I mentioned before, we have 20 participants, 8 male and 12 female. 11 of them were within the age range of 18 to 21, 7 within the age range of 22 to 25, and 2 over 26. The highest academic degree completed by most of them were high school, and only 2 female completed middle school. At the moment of the interview, 11 of them had some college education and were currently working. Regarding their marital status, the majority of them were single, and only 4 of them were married or cohabitating. When evaluating participant narrative regarding medication and PrEP, these emerging topics were identified: meaning of art, disclosing to others, responsibility to others, unawareness about PrEP, PrEP as a relief for their burden, welcoming PrEP for prevention, and PrEP for prevention. Although the first set of findings are not specifically related to PrEP, they set the foundation towards towards the participant perception and opinion regarding PrEP. And I will be discussing each one of them, and I will be supported with some quotes from our participants. Meaning of art. For study participants, art meant something difficult to take but essential to their life. They are aware of the benefit of art and equate medication with life. This is what Isabel, a 22-year-old mother of two, told us. My life, that's my life, but it gets tiring. Yes, they tire me out, but it is true, it is true. I cannot lie. Those medication, that's where my heart lies, as people said. But yes, obviously, it is obvious that if I don't take the medication, I will end up in a hospital, and God knows what will happen. I could even die, because it's the reality of life. That's what the condition is like. When study participants talk about disclosing their HIV status to their significant other or partners, they said that it has been one of the most difficult and stressful situations they have to overcome or go through. And this is Emma's experience. It was very hard. It was the most difficult thing I have done in my life. Really, it was very hard. I cried like I have never cried. Before, after, or during, I asked. Throughout. I didn't know how to start and I didn't know how to finish. Responsibility to others. Because they are aware of the implication of having HIV, they show a strong sense of responsibility for the well-being of their partners. And this is what Arturo told us. We have to protect the people we are with. Sex is good. That isn't questioned, and no one can say the contrary. But you have to be careful. There's no need to be selfish. On awareness about PrEP. Although the majority of the study participants can benefit from PrEP, they didn't know what it was. After a brief explanation, they were excited to know that they could prevent transmission in their partner, but needed more information about the side effect and efficacy. This is what Marina said. Oh, I didn't know at all. I didn't know that, but I know now. Obviously, that is why I said, get informed together, because I am also old and I don't find out about the new things. I would like you to remember Marina's quote, especially when she said, get informed together, because later her quote will apply again. PrEP as a relief for their burden. PrEP for them function as a tool that helps them to relieve the burden of transmitting HIV to their loved one. This is Eugenio. Good, it is a good method because it takes away a heavy burden to us men or to any HIV infected or to any positive. It takes away a big burden. You don't know how many times I have been worried about that. In my girlfriend's case, I would like to give it to her, to expose her to the medication. As I told you, it will take away a big burden. Welcoming PrEP for prevention. They were excited about PrEP. They envision adopting PrEP as a double protection, as an alternative to give control to their partner, and as a way to curtail the epidemic. This is Emma again. Well, I don't know. It seems cool to prevent that. It's like double protection, that you protect yourself and them as well. PrEP for prevention. They understood that PrEP is something targeted to their uninfected partners, but welcomed the idea of receiving education and counseling as couple, if you remember Marina, get informed together, as well as promoting the use of PrEP within the relationship. This is what Fernanda said about it. Magnificent. I hope it comes to life soon so that my husband can use it. How cool it will be. It will be magnificent because maybe the transmission will stop. There is too much transmission. People know, but they still get infected. In conclusion, perinatally HIV-infected youth is a population that can highly benefit from PrEP. However, they are unaware of its existence. This could be due to its recent approval. This result also underscores the need of disseminating information about PrEP in a timely way. If perinatally HIV-infected youth are well-educated about PrEP, they can share that information with their intimate partner, facilitating their intimacy and sharing the responsibility of preventing transmission. Programs targeted to this population should incorporate current information about TAS and PrEP in order to include this population as ally in the prevention effort to stop the epidemic. I would like to acknowledge my participants, the brave young men and women who trusted me, believe in the importance of this project, and shared the most intimate experiences with me, my research assistant, Ana Carolina Arboleda, and FIU Graduate School for awarding me the dissertation year fellowship, and the Puerto Rico Mentoring Institute for HIV and Mental Health Research for supporting this project, and also my collaborating author that I have the pleasure to have two of them with me today. Thank you.